Claudius Valentine's Day Mad Libs on Beyond the Airwaves, The Infinity Project.
Good evening, everybody. It's Friday night. It's also Valentine's Day, or as Tim would say it, Forever Alone Day.
Happy Forever Alone Day.
And so I think, what was it, yesterday was Galentine's Day or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, it's Friday night. We're into the weekend. It's an extra weekend for some people because Monday's a holiday, which means we have no show.
Okay.
Yay!
Yep. We got an extra vacation. But for some serious fun tonight, it's 90 minutes tonight. It's all Valentine's Day related Mad Libs. Now, before I do anything, I do want to put out this warning right here.
Tonight's Mad Libs are rated NC-17, which means no children should be hearing this at all. Listener discretion is highly advised.
Yeah.
In other words, if your kids are still up, send their asses to bed.
Yeah.
Or put on headphones.
Mm-hmm. And have them listening to something else.
Like robots.
That's more kid friendly. Like kid friendly. Anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm currently joined on the line by two of my crazy cohorts. First, we have Red Ranger Tim. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Madea.
We also have our AZ Magician on the line. Good evening to you, Madea.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? How was your Thursday?
It's Friday.
Where did I lose a day?
Let's see. We also have Sajo and Ashley in the chat room currently. iShine will join in before too long, so I'm not worried.
Hey, you guys want to hear something funny?
Sure.
Yesterday, we had to go by Lowe's and pick out a new microwave because the one we had went belly up. And I'm sitting talking to my mom, and I asked her if I could make a bag of popcorn because I was in the mood for a popcorn munch.
Mm-hmm.
She said, sure, but you got to share with the dogs. It took me about 5 seconds to realize, how in the hell am I going to make a microwave popcorn when we don't have a microwave to pop the damn stuff in?
Whoops.
Oh, my.
Trust me, it happened. Hey, it happens. I've tried to use my garage door opener when I'm nowhere near the house.
I've gone and put what did I do one time? Milk in the microwave, something else in the refrigerator.
I believe it. And before we get started with Mad Libs, I'm going to give you a bad pun that I actually got out of a yearbook. I was attacked by a group of mimes. They were committing unspeakable acts.
Oh. That is terrible.
And believe it or not, I found it in a yearbook.
Oh my.
In fact, that yearbook's got a lot of bad puns in there.
Oh, my, indeed.
I bet you're going to miss those puns.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of things I'm going to miss. But you know what? That's okay. You know. Life will take me on another road somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, what are we waiting for? Let's get this party started. And by the way, since this is 90 minutes... it doesn't matter how many blanks we have. The repeat rule goes into effect now.
Okay.
Woo!
I'm good,
so. All right, so I got my first one picked out. And here we go. Tim, I need a proper noun, please.
How about something 45 is not? President.
All right. All right, then we'll go Sajo, Ashley, Janet, me.
Okay.
All right, so. Okay, where was I? Right here. All right, just want to make sure I get everything right here. That's all. Ash? Plural noun? No. Okay. Janet, you and I each get a plural noun. You go first.
Motherfuckers.
All right.
We just declared war.
We've declared war. Let's get it on.
Bang a gong.
Okay. Yeah, that's
bang
true.
Bang a gong.
Let it on. Bang a gong.
Let's
see.
Let it on.
You know, okay. Okay. Just to see how well you know, do you know who, what group did that song?
I don't know who did it originally, but I know that Robert, oh shit, what's his last name? Robert Palmer, he did the updated one, but I don't remember who did the original.
I'll give you a hint. It's named, they are named after a giant dinosaur.
T-Rex?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's see. My turn with the plural noun. I'm going to go with corners of Winslow, Arizona.
Woo!
Those are all fine sights to see. All right, Tim,
girl,
back to you.
Girl, my lord, is a flatbed Ford.
Going down
to look at me.
Look at me. All right, Tim, noun, please.
Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport.
Thank you for autocomplete. Okay, let me get Sancho's number because it's a little big and I don't want to forget. Okay, and good. All right, and they actually get the last two, so let's see. Sancho, noun, and Ash, verb, please. All right. Let's see. While we're waiting for them, real quick, I mean, it won't take that long, but oh shoot, I was gonna say. Let's see. NBA All Star Weekend is going on right now in Chicago, and you can bet they are going to do a special tribute to Kobe Bryant.
Oh yeah. Who is also eligible for the Hall of Fame this year. He's actually one of the finalists.
Mm-hmm. And I would not be surprised if he gets in. All
I
right,
don't think
well,
it was ever
what?
Really an issue whether he would get in.
Yeah.
But when.
Yeah, that's true. I think, isn't this his first year of eligibility? Or how do they?
Yes.
Okay, because I know in baseball you have to wait about 5 years first.
It's about 4 or 5 for the NBA.
Okay.
And even Barzo's getting involved in our politics.
Actually, I think it's 5 years for the NBA, but I think they're letting Bryant go in a year early because of his death.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, well, anyway.
That's what I think it is.
Okay, that's fine. But anyway, we got our first Mad Lib, so here we go. That was a shorty. Yeah, it is a shorty. All right, so each year on President 1,206,754, people have a chance to show each other how much they care. They give penises, motherfuckers, and quarters of Winslow, Arizona to others. Some people have a nice Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport. And sometimes, pussy fingering a green breakfast in bed for their parents.
Pussy
it's a
what?
Wonderful day to pussy fingering. That's Tachos.
I know what that. I had to make sure I heard it right.
Yeah. But yes, pussy fingering a green breakfast in bed for their parents. It is a wonderful day to take care of others.
Okay, Sajo, you just introduced me to something new.
Oh, man, that was funny. Okay, got another good one here already. So, here we go. It's another good short. Now, I'm going to tell you, there is one with 60 coming up a little later. Okay.
All right, let's get the other
that's
ones
fine.
In here.
Yeah, all right. So, I just want to give you the heads up. All right, here we go. Tim, oh, I think I already know what this is going to be. Part of the body.
Rebecca, put it down already.
Take a while. Yeah, put it down already. You know it's going to be.
I did.
Here's a hint.
Yeah, I did.
Here's a hint. 5 letters. And what is
another name for it is wee. Another name for it is wee-wee.
Another one is Willie. Another one.
Dick.
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
Winky.
Yep, that'll work.
Manhood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we all know which word I'm electing to use for. It starts with a P and ends with an F.
And an N I in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Ah, damn it, my printer started not cooperating again.
Yep. Okay. All right, got there. Janet, noun, please.
Brothel,
all right. All right, my turn with a verb, and I might as well start it off. Masturbate.
Woo!
All right, Tim, noun, please.
How about Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, baby. Of course, now they, speaking of Las Vegas, you did hear they took out, instead of, you remember we used to say, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Well, they took out the stays
no
in Vegas part.
I hate that is.
Okay.
I gotta look at you.
All right, there we go. Just waiting for them. So I can give them their next ones. Okay. All right, so. Sando, verb. And Ash, noun, please. All right. Janet, noun, please.
Okay. A noun?
Yep.
Vagina, since Tim used penis.
That'll work. All right, see, my term of the noun.
I mean, penis singular. You could use plural, too.
Yeah. Well, no, well, mine was just a noun.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was just a noun single.
Let's see, my term of the noun. I'm going to go with... cow.
Moo.
Yep. Call me nothing.
You know what? I am grateful I managed to copy off this paperwork before the printer quit cooperating.
That's good. Okay, Tim, your turn with a noun, please.
How about dildo?
Dildo or dildon't?
Oh, may I smack her? May I smack you?
Please.
Go ahead.
Ow. Okay, let's go.
Okay. That's all right. Okay. All right. Sajo, noun, and Ash. Part of the body, please. Oh, God, I misspelled please, but I don't care. All right, Janet, noun, please.
Stink pot.
Stink pot, all right?
Right.
All right, Tim, you and I are going to get a verb each. I'm going to go first and go with urinate.
And if you had bigger boobs, you'd be a 10.
Right.
Right.
All right, Tim, your turn with a verb, please.
Well, you went with urinate. I'm going to go with defecate.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Part of the body and Ash. Verb, please. All right. All right, Janet, I need a verb ending in ing, please.
Fucking.
All right, fucking it is. All right, my turn with a verb again. And let's see, I already used all the good ones, so I'm just going to say blow. Blow, Satchmo, blow. All right. Tim, you actually get the last one on this one. Part of the body.
How about G-spot?
G-spot. All right. Got it. Okay. And there's Eyeshine. We just ended this one, so she can join the next one. Hey, Eyeshine. You can join next one. Okay. All right. We have our next Mad Lib complete. So, here we go. All right. These are new songs for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
Oh,
all right.
My.
Penis wide open. Let's see. Bob connects it better. Brothel will masturbate you back. Las Vegas and Seoul. Oh, boy. I suck your sex.
Oh, God.
Till the end of blowjob. Vagina of roses. Oh, boy. Every cow has a dildo. Let's see. Oh, boy. Penis licking beneath my ass. Oh, God. All out of stink pot. Please don't urinate. Defecate the best for last. My breasts decorate you. Feel like fucking love. And finally, I want to blow your G spot. Oh my God. Oh man. I think I suck your sex is probably the winner for me. Oh my God. All right. I think we're ready. Let's tackle this big 60 one here. The one that's 60 blanks. Okay. So here we go. Tim, adjective, please.
How about coffee-fiest?
Okay, now we got Eyeshine in the mix, so she will go after Ashley before Janet. Okay, so now I'm pressing the adjective. Okay. There. All right, Janet, I need a type of material, please.
Silk.
All right. Okay, my turn with a plural noun. I'm going to go with penises.
Woo!
All right. All right,
it is no holds barred, so.
Nope. And we already warned everybody, so if those trolls try to come, sorry, you already were warned. Deal with it.
All right, Tim.
Color, please.
Purple.
Pay your water bill next time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay,
my.
Okay. Okay. Now number animal. Okay, got it. And Eyeshine, plural animal is. All right. Janet, pick any place you want. Period. It could be. It doesn't even have to exist in reality.
Skybase.
All right, Skybase. It is.
You said it didn't have to.
Yeah.
You said it didn't say it had to be real.
I know. That's why I said pick whatever you want. Let's see. In terms of the holiday, I'm going to go with Flag Day. All right. Tim, adjective, please.
Haunted.
Haunted. Like the Haunted Mansion.
The very one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guess what Shayna said to Mike?
What?
Did you see that post that Shayna posted?
Tim? No.
No.
Can I read it real quick before we carry on?
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, and I'm going to make it real fast, so I'm going to read fast. So just tell me to slow down, okay?
Okay.
She says, I typically don't celebrate commercialized holidays, especially ones that say that I need to love someone more on one day more than the other 364 days of the year, and then spend money to prove it. So here's a post to show my love and appreciation for a man who deserves the best thing in life to happen to him. He surely deserves it. He's one of the most generous and motivated guys I know. I love you, Mike Ricksecker. And there's a sign that I guess Shayna made up. It says, fuck February 14th. I love you every day.
Aw, that's how it should be,
okay.
Really.
All done. Let's carry
okay.
on.
All right, let's see. Well, anyway, it was on to Sajo and Ashley and Eyeshine anyway, but I want to make sure I get this right. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Give me a second here. Yeah, you have to bear with me because I have to look at these. Some of these are like long blanks, and I want to make sure I get this right. That's all. Okay. You know how I am. Okay. Now we're cooking with gas. Excelente. All right, Janet, you and I get a verb each. You go first.
A verb?
Yep.
Run!
Run, Forrest, run!
Run, Forrest, run!
Still can't believe that thing's like 20,
oh,
almost
geez.
26 years old now. What is it, Janet?
Somebody posted, let's see who posted that. What is your sex worth? That was Greg Rankin to that.
Mm.
I'm free of charge.
Let's see.
And you and Tim are $2,300,000,000.
Damn. Okay. Let's see. My verb is going to be, I want to pick something a little different. Yeah, I know the re-rolls are fake, but I don't like to do the same thing. I'm going to go with, oh, what the hell, fuck.
Woo!
All right, Tim, plural food, please.
Cheeseburgers.
I can have cheeseburgers?
Yes, but not spicy chicken wings.
You hear that? You hear that?
Yeah, I did. Don't worry, I've not been eating. I'll put it this way. The doctor told me not to eat them.
And you listened to when did you start listening to the doctor?
By that Doobie Brothers song.
Oh my!
Gotcha.
Okay, Harley, you got me there.
Let's see. Hold on.
Oh, this is gonna have a hurt face by the time this is all over. I hope you realize that.
I know.
But ask me if I give a flying gnat's ass.
Well, do you give a flying gnat's ass?
No.
All right. Okay, got it. They have them next to each other. There we go. My windows. All right, there. Now we're cooking. Okay. Hold on. Let me put this in here. All right, Janet, emotion, please.
Oh, Yes.
That'll work. All right, let's see. My turn for any place. Be careful there. Let's see. My turn for any place. I'm going to go a little crazy here. Santa Claus, Indiana.
Oh, I thought you'd go for Brainerd.
No. I might do Brainerd next time. Yeah. It's the home of all the nerds in the world. Brainerd, Minnesota. All right, Tim.
Oh, my.
Adjective, please, Tim.
Abandoned.
All
like
right.
The abandoned warehouse at the end of the street.
Yep. The abandoned warehouse. Oh, my
that
God.
That would make it... If somebody could do it right, they could convert part of that abandoned warehouse into a good escape room.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me get the last one here. Okay. All right. Okay, bear with me because I'll make sure I type this right.
Growl.
Okay.
Boy, that 60 word Mad Libs went fast.
Janet, I'm not. Yeah, it's going fairly quickly. Oh wait, hold it. I got something. Oh come on, let me type right. Thank you.
It's okay, Princess. Don't look at me like that.
Oops. There we go. All right. Excelente. All right, Janet. Single piece of clothing, please.
Single piece of clothing?
Yes.
What Dobby got from Harry? Sock.
The sock. Okay, my turn with an animal. And I'm going to go a little bit different. I'm going to go with penguin.
Oh, Zena isn't going to like that.
Oh, I think she'll be fine. All right, Tim, mode of transportation, please.
How about airplane?
Airplane, all right. I'd ride an airplane. Okay. I've got 2 out of 3. Okay. Okay, I'm just waiting for Ashley to give me the adjective in ESC. There's adorableless. I think it'll work. I don't care. It works. I don't care if it exists or not.
Hey, it's our rules tonight.
Yep. If they want to say, no, it's supposed to be most adorable, it's like, shut up.
Oh,
like,
my.
Shut up. We do this our way, okay? Deal with it. Okay. Okay. All right, bear with me. Excuse the silence.
What silence?
That sounds like Bejeweled Bliss.
Well, you aren't going to hear it for long.
Okay.
It takes me a minute to get over and turn down the...
Okay.
Turn down the noise.
Yeah, when I heard that... It's like, aha. Okay, Janet, I need a kind of being, please, as in, like, wizard, alien, prince, fairy, whatever.
Martian.
All right. All right, my turn with a verb. I'm going to go with sell, S-E-L-L. Like, I sell my stuff.
You sell Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I sell Girl Scout cookies. Not for real. Oh,
or
by the way, there's
she
a...
She sells seashells by the seashore.
There you go. And speaking
now,
of Girl Scouts, I don't know if you heard about this one. There's one Girl Scout who sold cookies. She's 98.
I
good
did
for her.
Mm-hmm. It's like, that is so freaking cool. All right, Tim, adjective, please.
How about coffeefully?
Coffeefully.
I said adjective.
Oh, okay.
It can be an adjective, too.
Oh, okay, that's true. You're
describing
right.
The means by, because it can be a description of the way things are done.
Okay, good point. Good point. I forgot. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate it. That's what I get when I haven't done it for so long.
I think I just might make...
Okay, bear with me.
Growl.
Okay. Okay, there's Ashley. All right. Okay. All right. Ooh, this is going to be a tough one. Okay. Verb ending. Sajo. Verb ending. And, oop, again.
Thank you, Ian.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. Okay. There we go. Got it. Okay. Janet, single body part, please.
G-spot.
All right. All right. Let's start with an adjective. I'm going to go with unsanctimonious.
As opposed to sanctimonious, right?
Right. All right, Tim, color, please.
A color. How about blue?
All right, blue. Hold on a second. I'm needed. I'll be right back.
All right.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Okay.
I didn't do it. I wasn't there. So don't blame me. It's just not fair. Hey.
I won't blame you for nothing.
I hope not.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm kind of enjoying this tonight. Are you playing what I think you're playing?
I'm playing World of Warcraft, yes.
So I did
okay,
do it.
Okay, I'm
right.
Back. I do apologize for that.
Welcome back.
All right, let's see. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, Tim, you had the last one with blue, I remember. Okay. All right.
Our transport is ready. The invasion of Penang can be done. Your people
and... Uh-oh. Okay, got all of them. Good. All right, where am I? Right here. Okay. Janet, noun, please.
Genetics.
That'll work. Let's see. My turn with an adjective. I'm going to go with... Hmm... colonized, like the colonized planet. All right, Tim, world food, please.
How about chicken wings?
Chicken wings. Chicken. Okay, let's see. Flow food number in country. Okay. Ash number and I shine country. Please. All right, Janet, adjective, please.
A descriptor?
Yes.
Turd shit.
Woo!
I like that,
that
one.
That is one of my favorite. It could also be as an exclamation. But
makes
it could
sense
also
to me.
Be a descriptor. Because
it's a good...
when I'm frustrated with something and something doesn't quite go right, I go, oh, turd shit. So,
also
so
a good
could
description
also
of 45.
Exclamation like Tim's Covfefe.
Yep, that'll work. Let's
also,
see.
It's also a good description of 45.
Yep. Let's see. Genre for me. Comedy, horror, fantasy. I'm going to go with my personal favorite. Science fiction.
Sci-fi. Okay.
All right, Tim. Verb ending in ing, please.
How about masturbating?
Okay, got it.
Since the repeat rule is in effect.
That is correct. Okay. All right, and Sajo and Ash will get the last two. Okay, so Sajo noun and Ash plural snacks, please. And by the way, Janet, I have caught up with all the Thunderbirds episodes at last.
What was your favorite out of all of them? Okay, put them in order. Least to most favorite.
Out of the three, Buried Treasure is probably my least.
Okay.
Buried Treasure was my least. I actually like Venom. Venom was great. I put that at number two, and then what was that last one? Firebreak. I loved Firebreak. That was a great episode.
Firebreak.
So, the only thing I didn't like about what is it? Venom, the part with Brains and the Mechanic, that should have been a whole episode by itself.
Yeah, but that's a minor little thing.
Yeah. Okay, but all right. Now we got theirs. Okay. What a great combo. Oral sex and chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, well, guess what?
Surely, yeah. I just thought of something. I won't go into detail, but there is a way you can combine the two.
Yeah. After all, it is Valentine's Day. Okay. All right, well, guess what? We've got our completed Mad Lib, so here we go. What happened on Valentine's Day? This Valentine's Day was very covfefeous. I woke up to a package waiting for me on my orgasm.
Oh, my.
Signed by Donald Trump, my boyfriend from London. The package was dressed up in shitty wrapping silk marked with little penises all over and lots of purple ribbon. Inside was one of my favorite things, a pussy licking. It also had notes and pictures of our 15 years spent together. Even the picture of us riding on asses when we visited Skybase last Flag Day. I also found a card that said, "To my haunted ferry on this abandoned day, yours slowly, Donald Trump." It made me run. I then had a quick fuck, ate some cheeseburgers, and then the doorbell rang. I answered the door in just my t-shirts and a bra, thinking it was just my sister. It was Donald Trump. He flew in from London just to see me. I was so angry. He told me to hurry and get dressed because we're going to Santa Claus, Indiana. I was so abandoned that I sucked upstairs, threw on my adorable dress with a pair of panties and my fleece sock, and put my hair up in a penguin tail. After a day spent at Santa Claus, Indiana, we drove to dinner on his airplane. Halfway there, he took me to look out the window and look up. It was a handmade vagina hanging from a fridge that said, "My cool Martian, will you sell me?" In really big cafefully letters. I almost fucked. I said as I kissed him with intense sympathy. until we got to our destination. He grabbed my G-spot and put a ring on it. It was an unsanctimonious blue and red metal ring with a red diamond genetics in the middle that sparkled. It was so colonized. Then after a lovely dinner of chicken wings and chickens with wine, he stayed one night at my place until telling me he was moving here in France to start our life together. Things couldn't have been more turgid. We spent the rest of Valentine's Day watching science fiction movies, masturbating on the sofa, and sharing a box of oral sex taped chocolates.
Oh my. Oh, my face hurts.
I'm sorry.
Oh my.
Oh my God.
Oh dear.
Let's see. Oh my God, that was a good one.
My face hurts.
That's a good thing. Okay, got the next one. So here we go. Tim, plural noun, please.
How about penises?
That's exactly what I typed.
Am I that predictable?
Yes. I'm still going back to oral sex tape chocolates.
Oh, my.
Like I said, there's a way you can combine those two.
And it worked in this case. Okay, let's see. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. Noun. Ash, type of club, it's not C-L-L-U-B, thank you. And Einstein, adjective, please. Oh, Einstein just said, yes, Tim, you are predictable.
Oh, my.
All right, Janet, adjective, please.
Adjective, huh? An adjective is a descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
Laconic.
Laconic, gotcha. All right, let's see. My turn with a noun. And my noun this time is going to be... iPod. All right, Tim, adjective, please.
How about coffee-fiest?
Coffee-fiest.
Yeah, coffee-fiest. Thank you, Mr. Fake President.
Okay.
Do you know what, Shirley? The rest of Tim Boulder dishes just got busted. There's a pity named Ozzy who is in seventh heaven nurturing kittens.
Aww. Oops, I'm trying again. Alright, okay. Alright, ooh, this is interesting. There's a bunch of nouns here. In fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay.
So how many of us are here?
There are six of us.
So we all get around to start with.
Correct.
And then Tim,
Sajo, and Ash will get the last
one
three.
More. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
okay.
Nine blanks and they're all nouns?
Yep. Okay.
So, let's start
see.
Off.
Janet, you're first, so you need to give me...
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I thought Tim was first.
No.
First.
No, right now, let's see. Tim, you just had Cofifius. I sent Sajo, Ash, and Einstein theirs. Now the following nine are nouns, and that means Janet actually in this case goes first.
Okay, a noun?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
not a brand new Mad Lib. It's the same one.
Okay,
yeah.
never mind.
Yeah.
Let's see, a noun. Black hole.
Okay. All right, for my noun, I'm going to go with Nebula.
Are we talking Guardians of the Galaxy or the...
The actual thing in space.
Okay.
All right, Tim, your turn with a noun, please.
Colonel Muammar Kafifi of the Battle of Bowling Green.
Got it. Thank you, autocomplete. That helps a lot.
Gotta poke fun at the fake president that can't read or spell.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Princess. Okay, you just winked at me.
Okay, one, two, three. All right. Janet, back to you with a noun, please.
A noun?
Yep.
Dog kennel.
All right. All right, my turn with another noun. I'm going to go with UFO.
The Jerry Anderson show or the actual thing?
The actual thing. All right, Tim, you get the last one on this one. Nouns.
Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport.
All right.
Again, thank you, autocomplete.
Yep, exactly. Okay, give me just a second. Let me make sure I got everybody in the right blanks. Good. All right. All right, we have our next complete Mad Lib. So... Here we go again. Valentine's Day at Mechanics Grove. Of all the penises the students at Mechanics Grove celebrate, Valentine's Day is one of the women. The Sex Club sells beautiful, laconic smiles to help spread iPod to all the students. Most of the students have fun wearing Cofifius, Large, or Hearts to school. In vagina class, students scream many fun songs about black hole and friendship. Of course, everyone looks forward to the nebula at the end of the day. In Mrs. Siska's class, one of the Colonel Moonmark Kofifi of the Battle of Bowling Green favorite games to play is Dick Licking Pikachu. They also like to have a tornado and make some cute dog kennel. And of course, they love to UFO Valentine's with all of their Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport.
Woo!
Where
oh,
in the hell
man.
Do you find all these Mad Libs, girl?
Hey, wordblanks.com. That's where I find them.
Shut up.
All right, got the next one. And let's see, 6, 12, 2 is 14, 30. That's good. That's not bad at all. All right, Tim, your name.
How about we just replace your name with a name?
That'll work.
Just to be fair.
That'll work.
Donald John Trump, the first ever dictator of the United States.
All right. Okay. Do I sound emotional? All right. Okay. All right. Let me see if I move this over here. There we go. All right. Janet, adjective, please.
Fairy house.
Fairy house. All right. Let's see. My turn with a facial feature. Dimple. All right, Tim, organ, please.
I'm assuming of the body, or are they talking
yes.
about a musical instrument?
Body.
How about skin?
Skin, all right. Because, yes, skin
it,
is
it,
an
it,
organ.
It's the biggest organ in your body.
You're right. Okay. Okay, this will make all three happy. Okay, yeah, all three got a verb. All right, Janet, adjective, please.
Okay. An adjective is a descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
Shitty.
All right.
S-H-I-T-T-Y.
I got it. Let's see, my turn with mealtime. I'm going to go with lunch. All right, Tim, food, please.
How about spaghetti?
Spaghetti. I go spaghetti. Okay.
I'm here for Betty. We're having spaghetti. Is she ready?
I'm not.
Oh, my.
Okay. Adjective and noun. Okay. Sajo, food. Ash, adjective. And I shine, noun, please. Okay. Janet, adverb, please.
Okay. It's a verb that ends in L-Y, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Fleetingly.
Fleetingly. Gotcha. Ooh, I got a good one. Song title. Let's see. I got so many in my head. I think I'm going to go with one of my favorites from TLC. Hat to the Back.
Okay.
For some reason, I like that one. Okay. Tim, number, please.
How about 42?
The meaning of life. Okay. All right. We'll check. Yep. Okay. Instrument, adverb, and verb. Okay. Sajo, instrument. Ash. Adverb. Right? Yeah. Okay. And I shine verb, please. All right, Janet, color, please.
Oh, wait, what did you say?
Color. Color.
Ochre.
Ochre, gotcha. All right, my turn with an action. Ooh, okay. Punch. That's an action.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Tim, emotion, please.
How about sadness?
All right. Okay. Okay. We're almost at the finish line. Good. Okay. Okay. Sajo, adjective. Ash, movie. And eyeshine, adjective. And, oop, ending. Oop, try it again. N-E-S-T. Please. Welcome to Live Jolting.
Actually, I thought the frog got out of the swamp.
It's your turn.
it's your turn, Janet. Emotion, please. Laughter. Okay, I get the last one this time. Crush or celebrity name? Okay. Oh, boy. A lot of the twos from there, too. I am going to go... I'm going to go with... Bear with me. Let me think. Lester Holt. Okay, we got huge, dumb and dumber. Just need one more. I just need eye shines and we'll be done. We still got 23 minutes left on the clock. I'm sorry, 32 minutes left on the clock. What the hell's wrong with me?
You're still used to setting
it up. Yeah, it's not time for bed yet.
Yeah. All right, we have it. Our Mad Lib is complete, so guess what? Here we go again. All right, this is the Smooch Island Valentine's Day. Donald John Trump, you are so anal and colorful. When I see you post in the selfie thread, I feel angry. The best compliment I can give you is that you have a very house dimple. You make my skin suck. Maybe on our date we can divide and fuck or see a shitty movie. Afterwards, we can enjoy a lunch of spaghetti and steak. Wouldn't it be courageous to share a snake? Well, Janet, you and I have actually had snake. Let's see. During the next karaoke, I will fleetingly sing Hat to the Back with 42 backup singers. It will have an amazing drum solo. I slowly shit your name inside an ochre heart. This envelope is sealed with a punch. Our sadness story will be more huge than Dumb and Dumber. This will be the prettiest Valentine's Day. All the laughter, Lester Holt.
I am so not going there.
Oh, my.
Oh, man, that was funny. Let's see. How about you? Oh, good. Nice short one here. This only has 10 blanks. Good. Yeah, we can get some. We can do some rapid fire ones. All right, Tim. Adjective, please.
Coffeefiest.
Coffeefiest.
Coffee.
Okay. All right. Janet, you and I get an adjective each. You go first.
An adjective?
Yes.
Crystalline. Crystalline.
Crystalline. I gotcha.
That is such a thing, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're correct. There is such a thing. All right. My turn with an adjective. I'm going to go with supersonic. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for playing that JJ Fad song on Legends this week. All right, Tim, noun, please.
How about let's go off the deep end this time. Volcano.
Volcano. Oh,
Okay.
And our three in the chat room get the last ones here. So let's see. Let me double check this real quick so I don't screw this up. Okay. Got it. Okay. Sajo and Ash. Past tense verb. And I shine. Number. Okay. Okay. Okay, Ash has slept.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, oh wow, Iceland picked a big number here. She got, let's see, 36. Looks like it is 12,345,678,910. And we got the last one. Good. All right. We have our next one. So, here we go again. This is the Valentine's Day surprise. Today was the day Caitlin was so cofifious to finally see Bradley. She planned a whole day for them. First, they were going to lick. Then they would examine piano. And lastly, they would eat a crystalline dinner. Bradley was grateful to spend the day with such a supersonic young woman. He woke up that morning and put on his favorite volcano, and he even cut his teeth. How do you cut your teeth? Today was going to be a good day. When they saw each other, they both slept with joy. It had been 12,345,678,910 days since the last time they saw each other. Let's see. I don't know how they did this. They did it twice. I'm not going to read it twice. I don't do that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's like, no. Okay, let's see. Okay, 26, 31. Yeah, this'll work. All right. Let's see. Tim, now this is partner's name, but because of our situation here, just pick whatever name you want.
Oh. You know what? I'm just going to give you the condensed version of the answer, but put in the whole thing.
Okay.
I'm going to put in, excuse me, Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger.
Got it. Got it. Okay. All right. Let's see, what is next? Oops, hold up. All right, Janet, noun, please.
Lava field. I get inspired by whatever I'm looking at the time.
Okay, cool. Well, let's see, my turn with an adjective. I'm going to go with intergalactic. All right, Tim. Plural food, please.
Tacos.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
We started collecting those Taco the Stuffed Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Taco Bell was running a promotion.
Yeah.
We lost them when we moved.
Oh. Oop, hold on. This bit. Oop. All right. All right. Let's see. Janet, adjective, please.
Adjective. Descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a minute, I'm thinking.
That's fine.
Stickerbush.
Stickerbush?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the sticker bush garden. That makes sense. Okay. Let's see. Let's roll the plural noun. I'm going to go with something we had not been using all night. Gynecologist.
Woo!
All right. Tim, noun, please.
How about... How about casino?
Casino, all right. Casino? Okay. Bear with me. Adjective. Okay. Sancho, noun. Ash, adverb. And I shine, adjective, please. All right, Janet, you and I get a plural noun each. You go first.
Motherfuckers.
Okay. You went with motherfuckers? I went with shitheads. All right, Tim, adjective, please.
How about... Demented.
Demented, yeah. Like that man is demented.
Especially the one that's masquerading as our president.
Okay, let's see. Okay, bear with me on this one.
Growl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
Okay, now it's back to them again. Okay, so Sajo and I shine. Adjective. And ash. Was it a noun? Oh, crap. Wrong one. Yeah, it's a noun. Okay. Noun, please. Okay. Janet, adjective, please.
Adjective, descriptor?
Yep.
Bulky.
Bulky. Okay, now my turn with the plural food. I'm going to go with... Egg rolls! All right. Tim, adjective, please.
How about derelict?
Derelict. Got it. Okay, bear with me for a second. I just need Ashley. There it is. Haha, good one. Menstruation. Okay, now pretty part adjective. Okay. Tajo noun. Ash body part. And eye shine. Oop, try again. Adjective, please. All right, Janet, you and I get a plural noun each. You go first. Janet, you there?
I'm here. Didn't hear what you said, though.
Oh, plural noun, please.
Plural noun?
Yep.
Corners of Winslow, Arizona. That one didn't get used all night.
No, we've had it once.
I didn't hear it then.
Yeah. Okay. My turn to plural noun, and I'm going to go a little crazy with this one. Orgasms.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tim, adjective, please.
How about... How about luxury?
Luxurious.
Like a luxury estate. Or
yeah.
Luxury. We can go with luxurious too. Either one would be fine.
Yeah. Or your luxury. Well, that's true. Luxury could be an adjective. I forgot. Right.
You know what? Just use whichever one grammatically fits better in the sentence.
Okay. Well, I'll go with luxurious.
They mean the same, so
yeah.
Whichever one that's grammatically better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oops, try again. Okay, and believe it or not, Sajo gets the last one. Yeah. Okay, just need Sajo. See, the blank says your name, but we don't want to do anything crazy, so we'll just go a name. So... makes it a lot better.
Yeah, a lot easier for us.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have our next one. Oh, here we go. This is Valentine's Day greetings. Hello, Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and I have big memories of this holiday in years past. When I was a student at Tom Hanks Elementary School, we had silly lava-filled parties with snacks like intergalactic tacos and short coffee. And of course, we all swapped shitty cards slipped into boxes that we had decorated. I always enjoyed making my box out of an assortment of sticker-push gynecologists, and then I added casino and sperm ejaculation stickers. Sometimes I would hide a glue on silly motherfuckers and a lot of shitheads. I guess I loved art at an early age. Now, as a demented adult on Valentine's Day, I look forward to an anal menstruation at a crappy restaurant. I hope my love surprises me with a bulky box of egg rolls or a derelict pussy licking to wear on my penis. I hope your Valentine's Day celebration is crazy and filled with many corners of Winslow, Arizona and orgasms. Your luxurious friend, Bob.
Oh my.
All right, now I got a question. We got about a little under 15 minutes left. You want to go for? If I can find a short one, you want to go for it, or do you want to stop?
Do it! Do it!
Do it! Do it! Do it!
Okay, let's see. 10, 16. Okay, this will work. All right, we got it. Let's switch over here. This is going to work. All right, so here we go. Tim, adjective, please.
Confucianist.
All right, do I just want a plural noun? All right. Noun, please. There we go. All right. All right, Janet, plural noun, please.
Fish tanks.
Okay, my turn with an adjective. My adjective is going to be... superheroic.
That'll work.
Yep. All right, Tim, proper noun, please.
How about Pope?
The Pope, yep. Okay, hold on. All right, just need, there we go. Ash got slimy. Ew.
Which is what my fish tanks in this game get once in a while.
Yeah. All right. All right, Janet, you and me and Tim, we all get a verb each. You go first.
A verb each?
No,
each?
Verb. Yeah. You, then me, then Tim.
Operate.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to go with dedicate. All right, Tim, your turn with a verb.
Masturbate.
That'll work. Operate, dedicate, and masturbate. Okay, let's see. And then we'll get the last three on this one. Okay. Okay, flavor ice cream verb and a name. All right. Okay. Yeah, strawberry ice cream. That works. Good. This is going to work out perfectly. Excelente. All right. Freeze and Steven. All right. All right. Here we go. The last Mad Lib of the night. This is the silly Valentine's Day letter. My dear Cofifius Valentine, you are so wonderful and large anal. When I see you, I feel so slimy. You smell like vaginas. I want to give you fish tanks and a superheroic pope to show you how much I like you. What would you like to do on Valentine's Day? Would you like to suck or go exploding? What do you think about fucking? I know. Let's go operate to dinner and dedicate some delicious food. Afterwards, we can go watch a movie. What movie would you like to see? I think we should go out, masturbate some ice cream, too. You know my favorite flavor is strawberry. We can go for a freeze and eat ice cream under the stars. I know we will have so much fun. Happy Valentine's Day. Yours truly, Steven. But, yes. You smell like vaginas.
Woo!
Okay, I think with under 10 minutes, I think we're good.
Yep. I think we had a blast.
Yes, we did. That was fun. And yes, I saw this headache, but it's like, uh-uh. I said 90 minutes. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to make it the 90 minutes.
And you have succeeded.
Yay. But yes, in all seriousness, if you have been celebrating Valentine's Day, we're glad for you. Okay. You know, I mean, you know, not everybody does. You know, I don't. Tim doesn't. You know, it's it. But the thing, the truth of the matter is, you should love people, not just one day, but every day. Period. But you know, one thing I'll admit that ticked me off a little. Mitt Romney posted on Facebook. You know, today's Valentine's Day. He had something in the sand that says "I love Anne," and people were starting to attack him. I said, "Look, people, it's Valentine's Day, okay? Why does he have to? Can't he profess his love to his wife, Anne, without being attacked just for one day? Start it up tomorrow, but today's about love. It's not about politics." Okay, seriously. Because it does get on my nerve when, you know, someone's trying to say, "I love my wife," you know. It's like Doug Jones could say something, but no, it's like, "No, we don't like you. We're going to get you out of Washington." Like, it's one day. Let it go. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because honestly, it's like, I get that people don't like Mitt Romney, but the problem is, it's like, look, he's saying, he's professing his love to his wife. Let him do it, okay? Honestly. No, let's let everybody say, look, you know, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, here's something I did not realize. Janet, you're familiar with Sid and Marty Krofft, right? Janet?
Oh, what?
Hello.
Sorry. I've been awake since about 5.
5 a.m., that's fine. But you know who Sid and Marty Krofft are, right?
Sid and Marty Krofft, they did H.R. Puff and stuff.
Yep, and Land of the Lost and all. Well, guess what? They finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes! Did you post that to Total Tunage?
Not yet. I'm probably going to. It's just that MeTV actually posted it, so.
Okay.
But yes, this was today. It was posted today.
I'm sorry I dozed off like that. My eyes are starting to bother me.
Yeah, but seriously, they finally got their own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's like, hallelujah. Now, here's the fun part. It's appropriately located right in front of the Funko Toy Store on Hollywood Boulevard.
I wouldn't be surprised if Puff and Stuff and Company, some of them get their own Funkos.
Mm-hmm. And here's what's interesting. The human-sized H.R. Puff and Stuff was a human-sized puppet originally created for the Hemisphere 68 World's Fair in San Antonio. I didn't know that. That's interesting. But yes, congratulations to Sid and Marty Krofft for finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's like, what the hell took them so long?
Well, because they aren't as famous as they. Maybe they didn't hear about him so much, like Hanna-Barbera.
Well, believe it or not, they actually started on a Hanna-Barbera show, the Banana Splits Adventure Hour.
You're cute. Oh, yeah, never mind.
That's okay. But, yes, congratulations to the Krofft brothers for finally getting a star. It took them long enough, but it's like, thank you.
Excuse me.
Oh, here's something I didn't know. They actually have a remake of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, which they did. That's available on Amazon Prime.
Is it worth it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. All right. Now, I have to ask this question because here's the situation. Of course, Monday is a holiday. We have no show. But Wednesday is supposed to be our break day, too. So, what do you think we should do? Should we go just three shows next week, or should we do a show on Wednesday?
Whatever you guys decide, I'm good for it. I'm flexible,
yeah,
in other words.
Yeah.
I am, too.
Okay. I would say this. Wednesday's going to be the...
It depends on how you feel.
Yeah. Now, Wednesday's supposed to be the break day. So, here's what I propose we do. How about we do this Wednesday, then we take the next Wednesday off. That way, we'll be guaranteed four shows. Would that work?
And we'll have four shows instead of three shows and five. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. So, we will have a show Wednesday. We'll just treat Wednesday like Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Wednesday will be the replacement Monday show.
Right.
So instead of weekend wrap up on Monday Night Madness, it'll be weekend and first half of the week wrap up and Wednesday Night Madness.
Right, exactly.
That way we don't get out of our cycle, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Because it kind of feel awkward with three and five, so four and four would work better.
Uh-huh.
All right. So anyway, we are getting down to 3 minutes, so... Like I said, we're going to do next week. Since Monday is a holiday, we have no show due to President's Day. Tuesday will be, of course, New Carsville Tuesday. Tim will be at the Rabbit Hole as per usual. Then, you know, as we just described, Wednesday will be the weekend and first half of the week madness and wrap up something madness, blah, 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 blah. I know what you said, Tim. Don't worry.
Oh,
it's just my brain. I think my mouth is going faster than my brain. Or, as IG-11 calls it, the central processing unit.
Well, that's what your brain is your CPU.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But it was fun. It was funny how IG-11 said, there has been damage to your central processing unit. And then the Mandalorian says, you mean my brain. That was funny. Of course, Thursday is the free-for-all, and Friday it's back to the All-Out Review and Naughty Mad Lib show. And I will tell you, Black Lightning is on holiday, but Batwoman and Supergirl are coming back, so there'll be four shows to review. So, you know, next week, it's going to be a short week, but, you know, we're going to have a good holiday and all. So I'm just going to say this. Everyone, have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Enjoy your if you've got it. But please remember, don't drink and drive, don't text and drive, don't play any of your games, your phone games and drive, just don't do anything stupid and drive, but do wear your seatbelt, okay? It is required by law in all 50 states. So anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Please remember to follow us on Facebook. We have our group page. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle there, BTA_TIP. And follow us at our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, there are three ways you can catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app, which is available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle Store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast for Beyond the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So, with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Love, especially. Everyone have a great weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday. That is all for the week. So everyone have a great weekend. And remember,
you motherfucker, I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
And then, of course, there's this.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
Oh, shit! Get that fucking little twig, you hear?
All right, and one more for the road.
This is the voice of the Mysterons. We know you can hear us, Earthmen.
This is a red alert, not a stroll around the deck. Move!
Shut up!
All right, that is all for the week. We'll see you on Tuesday. Enjoy President's Day off, and just, you know, enjoy it. Night, y'all.
Shut up.
Good night, everybody.
Buenas noches.